April 8, 1924, the sleep of Louisa, after the tiredness and the sleep of Jesus. If Jesus sleeps, woe to the world. But for Louisa it is necessary in order not to succumb completely. The privations of my sweet Jesus continue, and I spend my days in a living purgatory. I feel like dying, and I do not die. I call him, I become delirious, but in vain. I feel a tragic scene going on in my interior, such that, if it could be seen externally, even the stones would be moved to pity and would melt down in tears. But, alas, no one is moved to pity for me, not even that very Jesus who used to say he loved me so much. But as I was at the peak of my sufferings, my beloved Jesus, my life, my all, moved in my interior, and forming a cradle with his arms, rocking me, said, "Rockabye, my daughter, sleep in the arms of your Jesus. Rockabye, my little one." And in seeing that after falling asleep I would wake up again, he repeated, "Rockabye, my daughter." So, unable to resist, unwilling and crying, I fell into a deep sleep. Then, after hours and hours of sleep without being able to wake up, my sweet Jesus, holding me tightly, leaned on the place of my heart, making me feel an enormous weight which crushed me. But in spite of this, I could not wake up. Ah, how many things I would have wanted to tell him, but my sleep prevented me. Then, after much hardship between vigil and sleep, I saw that my good Jesus was suffering very much, so much that he was almost suffocating among pains, and I said to him, "My love, you suffer very much, to the point of suffocating. And then, you want me to sleep? Why don't you let me suffer together with you? And if you want me to sleep, why don't you sleep together with me?" And Jesus, all afflicted, told me, "My daughter, the offenses which they give me are so many that I feel drowned with pains, and if I wanted to share them with you, you could not have resisted and remain alive. Don't you feel the weight that they give me, to the point of crushing me, a weight which, since I am within you, I inevitably share with you? And if I wanted to sleep together with you, my justice would pour out freely against man, and the world would roll about." And as he was saying this, Jesus closed his eyes, and it seemed that the world would roll around and that all created things would go out of the order of creation. The water, the earth, the mountains, etc., were in turmoil among themselves and became homicidal and noxious for man. Who can say the great troubles which occurred? Taken by fright, I cried out, "Jesus, open your eyes, do not sleep. Don't you see how all things are messed up and throw themselves into disorder?" And Jesus, again, "Have you seen, my daughter? I cannot sleep. By just closing my eyes, if you knew how many evils occurred. For you it is necessary to sleep, that I may not see you succumb completely. However, know that I place you in the center of my will, so that your sleep too may be an embankment for my justice, which, justly, wants to pour out against man."